$1,000 or more, is it worth duplicating the Bruce Highway, the remaining parts of the Bruce Highway from Gympie to Cairns, even if it takes 10 or 20 years? Yay or nay? What's your view? 0487 993 222. Johnny says yes, it should be duplicated. They should have started it when the Human Pacific did. It would be all freeway to Cairns by now. Brendan says absolutely should be duplicated. Other states have done it. We need to follow. We have the worst major highways in Australia. It's the safest way. One of you says no, don't duplicate, as driver behaviour will not be fixed by purely making a better road. David says Brisbane to Sydney, a great run. Sunshine Coast to FNQ, atrocious. Change the mindset, change the behaviour. Linda says, no duplication. Let's make for better use of rail and buses, says Linda from Miller Miller. And you can have your say too on 0487 993 222. Well, we do have our reporters and presenters stationed across the state this afternoon. If Caloundra Road is a congested mess from the Bruce Highway to Bulcock Street at the beach end, surely heavy rail coming through to Caloundra on a spur line from Biewa has got to be good news, right? I mean, the line will go through Biewa in the south, through a station in the Aura development, and then onto a station located west of the Nicklin Road roundabout on Caloundra Road. The line set to be operational by the 2032 Olympic Games, but could the new rail spur cause more problems on Caloundra Road? Well, that's where Ollie Wickham, rather, is with us this afternoon, and he has Brian O'Connor with you. Ollie, tell us more about Brian.
Good afternoon, Adam. Yeah, Brian's a spokesperson for Rail Back on Track. They're a group that have been really involved in rail services here on the Sunshine Coast, which has been a hotbed issue for really, honestly, about 30 years. Brian, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us this afternoon on ABC Radio Queensland.
Good afternoon.
So, Brian, normally you live in Noosa Shire, but currently you're just living down here around with us in Caloundra for the past kind of 12 months. Can you just give us first your impression of Caloundra Road, which is sitting right behind you there, and we can hear the traffic building up as the day progresses. It's kind of the main road connecting Caloundra out to the Bruce Highway. What's just your impression of the traffic we see here?
Well, what we're seeing here is the main arterial road serving Caloundra and the southern section of the Sunshine Coast, and it's pretty congested. We've got traffic moving at a snail's pace at one of the coast's choke points with Nicklin Way, and there's about 45, 50,000 vehicles a day moving through here, and also through the roundabout closer to the Bruce Highway, where the Kawana Link Road and also the road to the city of Aura joins the Caloundra Road. So it's pretty much a bottleneck when we have the peak hour traffic periods as we have now. There's consequences that you don't necessarily see beyond just the traffic congestion. For example, we've got cars snaking through this road here at the present time, and that's affecting the efficiency of the traffic that's going into the industrial estate. We've got a drag on the local economy as a consequence. We've got delivery vans that aren't making efficient deliveries. We've got buses that are stuck in the traffic, and they're struggling to meet their timetables to get people down to Landsborough, for example, to the railway line there into Brisbane and up to the Sunshine Coast.
So paint us a bit of a picture then. If where we're sitting now on the corner of these two very busy roads is in the future going to be a heavy rail line connecting to Biewa and ultimately connecting this part of the Sunshine Coast to Brisbane, what kind of difference will that make to this sea of traffic we're seeing behind us?
It'll make a significant difference, and it really can't come soon enough. There'll be some further disruptions to traffic because we know that with the railway line terminating initially here at Caloundra, we're going to see traffic coming from the rest of the Sunshine Coast to this part of Caloundra to catch the train. So we know that if we don't do anything about railway services through to Caloundra and up to Maroochydore, that it will result in traffic speeds across the Sunshine Coast of 51 kilometres per hour by 2046. So we definitely need that rail line to come through to Caloundra and eventually to Maroochydore so that we can relieve the traffic pressures that are happening here on the coast. We know that the duplication of the railway line between Beerburrum and Biewa is locked in, and the Commonwealth and State Governments have agreed to jointly fund the $5.5 billion cost of the line out here to Caloundra, and that's welcome. The Caloundra railway station, we know, will be elevated. It will be an island platform in between two tracks. There will be a bus interchange and a car park located downstairs. So it'll be a fully integrated transit hub for the Sunshine Coast and for Caloundra.
I guess one of the unfortunate things about the timeline of this whole project is, could have been done sooner, faster, cheaper 30 years ago. Could you maybe just give us a bit of a breakdown of this long, lengthy battle that this community has had to try to get a heavy rail into connection to Brisbane? I know this is a really hard thing to summarise into a radio interview.
Well, briefly, the whole idea of a railway line to the Sunshine Coast has dragged on since the early 1990s with what was originally known as the CAMCOS corridor, which was Caboolture to Maroochydore railway line. And the initial intention was that it would go all the way through to Maroochydore by 2020. So here we are in 2024, and we're talking about only going as far as Caloundra. That's realistic before the Olympic Games. There is some planning which is going on to possibly look towards extending the line into Batinia, and that's good as well. But we know once it gets here to Caloundra, it's going to make a big difference, because the railway will mean that trains will be running at 140 kilometres an hour for the journey over most of the new line. And TMR has said that in 2032, we will have a 45-minute advantage in catching the railway or the trains to Brisbane than if we drove in a car at peak hours.
It says a lot about what they think. traffic conditions are going to be like heading into the future.
Correct, but yeah. we need to make sure that we've got the planning in place, the commitment to funding, and we also have a commitment to construction, so that the industry, that the local authorities know what the time frame is, and they can build all their land use planning, all their affordable housing strategies around the railway line as being the conduit. And it will also be a means for people to get around the Sunshine Coast as well, without having to drive. We know that if the railway line is built through to Maroochydore and people use the trains, that we can take 55,000 car trips off the local road network. Now that's amazing, isn't it?
I think this is the thing that maybe gets missed with heavy rail, is people maybe think of heavy rail as the thing to go from a major centre to major centre. You know, you're going to use the heavy rail to get from, Caloundra to Brisbane, but it's not necessarily that either. It's also a way to rapidly get between these stations that are going to be up and down the coast. But I guess one of the things in all this discussion about mass transit on the Sunshine Coast and discussions around rail for the Sunshine Coast, we really don't talk much beyond the airport. And, we've got Noosa Shire, which you're a resident of, really feels like it often doesn't get included in this discussion, despite it being, one of the most visited places by tourists in Australia. And it really isn't included in that kind of discussion about mass movement of people.
Well, the state government has had a consultation process with the people of the Sunshine Coast, and there has been a Southern Sunshine Coast public transport strategy prepared. And out of that came the notion of bus rapid transit up and down the coast. That's important, and it needs to be connected back into the railway stations that we have here. Now, the railway stations themselves are going to be built to take 9 car trains. So that's an indication of the sort of passenger numbers they hope to use the railway line. But in doing that, in devising a Southern Sunshine Coast public transport strategy, there needs to be a mate for the Northern Sunshine Coast, including Noosa Shire. And that is going to proceed soon, and hopefully it will now include parts of Noosa Shire that were excluded from that study. There's an interconnectivity between Noosa and the Sunshine Coast, and between the Southern Sunshine Coast and the Northern Sunshine Coast. So the two strategies have got to talk to each other. And Noosa Council has some of its own initiatives. For example, it runs free buses on weekends, which is attracting increased patronage. And there's also a need to build a bus rail transit centre at Karoi, linked back into Noosa Civic, with frequent bus movements going backwards and forwards, linking into the trains. So it's all about coordination of rail and bus, but also frequency of services as well. Frequency is a key figure.
Good, we're seeing some movement in this space, but plenty more to go as well. Brian, really appreciate the chat this afternoon, and you have a great one, and keep up the advocacy, I guess.
Thanks, Ollie.
Thanks heaps. Brian O'Connor, Steve-O, he's a spokesperson for Rail Back on Track, and they've been working fairly tirelessly, really advocating for the community to try to get a bit more rail interconnection here on the Sunshine Coast and up through to Noosa, as you heard.
Very passionate about it indeed, learning a lot about the desire for rail from some on the Sunshine Coast. Ollie Wickham, on the corner of Caloundra Road, Nicol and Way, if you're in that area today, pop in and say g'day.